Okay, so last time I started to calculate the phonon dispersion curves for FCC. And the first thing we need to do is write down the differential equations that describe the mass spring system associated with FCC. And I have here the conventional unit cell of FCC. There's an atom back here in the corner, and it's got nearest neighbors at these primitive lattice vector positions. This is A1 in the plane in the bottom, and A2 in the plane on the side, and A3 in this back plane. So I've written out here the primitive lattice vectors, and now I want to try to write down Newton's law. So mass times acceleration, I'm writing here down the x component of Newton's law. So that's what this x up here stands for, and the atoms are labeled L, M, N. And this L, M, N is supposed to be the atom at position, I try to draw again, I get nothing. As soon as I start a demonstration, it doesn't work. Because I practice that, of course, when I'm not giving a lecture, and it always works. And as soon as I start to record the lecture, then it doesn't work anymore. So the atom at position L, M, N is the one at the translation vector L times A1 plus M times A2 plus N times A3. So that's where this notation comes from. My mouse is gone. Here. This notation comes from here. And now if I move any of the nearest neighbors in the bottom plane, and there's four of them. There's this one here that we see, there's one behind, there's one back there, and there's one over here, all in this same bottom plane. There's four nearest neighbors. And if they move in the x direction, this being x, if they move in the x direction, it pulls this atom in the middle in the x direction. But actually, when they move in the x direction, since the spring is like this, they pull the atom in the xy plane in this direction. And only 1 over the square root of 2 of the x motion is translated into motion in the x direction. And then you get a force here. I better write this on the board. If I look in this plane, here's the one in the back corner. Here's the one here. This moves in the x direction. But the spring is along this line. So when this moves in the x direction, it pulls this one in the corner in this direction, and when it pulls it in this direction, it moves 1 over the square root of 2 like this, and 1 over the square root of 2 like that. And there's a second factor of 1 over the square root of 2, because when this moves in the x direction, it's not pulling along the spring, but it's pulling at 45 degrees to the direction of the spring. So you get two factors of 1 over the square root of 2, which leads to this spring constant over, there it is, spring constant over 2 factor here. But this is the four forces of moving the four nearest neighbors in the bottom plane on the position of the one in the corner. And then there are four more forces from atoms in this plane. In this side plane here, there's one here, there's one beneath, there's one behind, there's one up there. And if any of them move in the x direction, there's a component of the force in the x direction of the one in the middle in the back corner here. Then if I look at these on the back plane where A3 is, if they move in the x direction, there's no force on the one. There's no force here because the spring is perpendicular to the motion. So you don't get a component from this one moving. However, if this one in the bottom plane moves in y, so this is the y direction, if it moves in y, it pulls this one in the corner in x. I mean, it pulls that one in the corner along this diagonal, but it's got a component in x. So if this moves in x or in y, it's going to have a, there's going to be a component of the motion back here in x. So I need to take four, I have four more terms for these atoms on the bottom plane moving in y, and four more terms for these four nearest neighbors in this plane moving in z. And that gives these terms here. So in the end, I get 16 terms. I have 12 nearest neighbors, and there are 16 terms. If you move the nearest neighbors, you get these different forces. And if you started to write down these mass spring problems, I think it takes about a half an hour to get so far. I mean, you have to think for a while. If you move, there's 12 nearest neighbors to consider. What happens when you move all of them in the x, y, and z directions? Do they give a component in the x direction when you move them all in the x, y, and z directions? And write them down with the correct coefficients. So it's not something that you see in 30 seconds. You have to sit and think about it for a while. But it's not a terribly difficult problem to write down the equation of motion. And now I wrote it down for the x direction. And they have to write it down for the y direction and the z direction. But because it's cubic, if you've written it in the x direction, it's pretty easy to write down in the y and z directions. You have to manipulate some of these indices down here, but it looks essentially the same. There's also going to be 16 terms in the y direction and in the z direction. So